Tom Joles was part of WKBW-TV's legendary news team, along with Irv Weinstein and Rick Azar. But as the snow began falling on January 28, 1977, there was concern he'd even make it into work. Luckily, his son Dale had recently bought a four-wheel drive vehicle. They even gave Azar a ride to the station.
Rick called the Amherst police, and they were kind enough to drop Rick off at my house. And as they say, then my son took us to work.
Kevin O'Connell, meanwhile, spent 4 days at his station. Now the senior weather anchor at WGRZ-TV, he was then working for Channel 4, then known as WBEN-TV. One of the challenges for O'Connell and Joles and then WGR-TV weather forecaster Barry Lillis was following the storm without some of the technology that meteorologists and viewers enjoy today.
Well, I think we were almost hooked at the hip to the professionals out at the National Weather Service, who did have, obviously, the best radar in the area. It's improved even for them over the years. But I think a lot of what we had was just a huge windstorm.
Indeed, one of the misconceptions of the blizzard of 77 was that the snow was all new. It wasn't. Most of what piled up in western New York was already sitting on a frozen Lake Erie and was blown ashore. Only about 12 inches of new snow actually fell in the blizzard. There have been other big storms since 77, including the blizzards of 1985 and 1993, and of course, Snowvember 2014. But Joles considers 77 the granddaddy of them all. In addition to the gusts and drifts, there was also a deadly wind chill.
And I think that that was more of a problem in many instances as far as the fatalities went than in the actual snow itself, because I think that that was something that the human body just wasn't ready to accept and be able to accommodate.
The blizzard gave Buffalo a reputation for being a snow capital, even though Rochester and Syracuse have, in many years, registered higher snowfall totals. O'Connell says the reputation Buffalo deserves is one of compassion, recalling how neighbors helped neighbors in a time of crisis.
Hopefully, everybody that sees us as, you know, the blizzard capital of the world also sees us as one of the most compassionate, helping, and strong communities when it comes to community spirit. We define what being a community activist is all about.
For O'Connell and Joles, it was a moment in history they are proud to have covered, though Joles admitted he would never want to do it again. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.